Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just watched a whole plethora of little trailers and, well, let's call them teasers, for season 3 of Wynonna Earp.
Yay!
Wow! There's just so much random things going on.
I know, like, hey everyone, Kirsten saw the potato finally. She's missed all this Twitter frenzy on the potato.
I almost missed recording this podcast because I was trying to follow Melanie Scrifano on Twitter.
Everyone go find Kirsten. You can follow her now and you can spoil whatever. Exciting.
And she won't have to mute you.
I'm going to unmute all of you, I promise.
Oh, this is, and I honestly, I had not watched any of the trailers myself either. I figured I would just wait and watch it. I did know that there was something going on with the potato because Twitter told me.
It's like all this potato stuff. Yep. You put together this fabulous trailer, Emily Andrus, and only the potato.
That's the only, yeah, literally that is the, that and Jan Arden, the fact that she was in one of the trailers.
Yes. Oh, and there was an awesome, the bull riding.
That also looked good.
And Jeremy's mustache. Can we please talk about that?
So cute.
He has a mustache and also pulls a Gandalf line.
Great reference.
Yes. With the broom.
It works. You use what you have.
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's great. Oh, and there looks like there's a kick-ass black woman joining the cast.
Yeah.
Also kissing Doc?
Well, there are a lot of people that we're not sure that they should be kissing.
Yeah, no, there's like lots of the wrong people.
I feel like Emily Andrus is sneaky little minx. And she, like, just because there are all these totally completely out of context things. And if we think back to season 1 and season 2, you could take moments from a lot of episodes that could make you think completely different things. So like kissing the quote unquote wrong person. Who knows? Maybe by the time that episode comes up,
maybe we'll actually be rooting for
it. Be the right person.
Who knows?
But you know, there have been plenty of kisses that haven't actually meant anything. There have been plenty of situations and scenes and lines that looked one way and turned out to be another.
They're licking vegetables left, right, and center.
Okay, that's just weird.
So
although,
weird.
My guess, I'll just say it right now. My guess is that that's not even a thing. That
it's like
just
a throwaway.
It's a red herring.
Yeah, it's just whoever that guy is, who honestly just in that shot reminds me of Tucker.
He really
does. He does.
Totally Tucker. It's the jacket.
I'm glad I'm not alone in that.
Yeah, no.
But my thought is he's just a weird guy and just picks up the first thing that's at hand and licks it to be weird. And it just happens to be a potato. And then we never see the potato again. Look, I'll be wrong, and there will be an entire arc about that potato.
There'll be potato people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I love a trailer that teases you but actually tells you nothing, because I'm someone who doesn't want to be super spoiled. So I want that story to be revealed to me, and I hate seeing movie trailers that you're like, oh, okay, so I see the whole arc.
I don't need to watch this movie.
And I've watched all the best scenes.
Yeah,
and
you
funny.
Put the funniest lines in it, and now I can just, what's the point? What's the point? So.
Yeah. Yeah, especially since also with movies, the trailer often comes out before the movie's done being cut. So sometimes there's stuff in the trailer that doesn't actually make it into the movie. I hope that's not the case with this show. I mean, July 20th isn't that far off. So I would hope that at least most of the episodes are close to complete. Then again, I kind of know how TV works sometimes, and maybe they're not. Post-production may still be scrambling. But,
well, you know, it's a long time till the end of the season.
That's true. That is a very good point.
Just need the first episode ready.
So that's true. So we should take all of this with a grain of salt, because maybe some of those
potato won't be in there at all.
Wouldn't that be a crime against
fandom? That would be a letdown, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'd be okay with it. That was my least favorite shot of all of it. I don't like that potato. I don't
want
like that
to
guy.
Know if the place where they filmed Pussy Willows actually has a mechanical bull, and can we work that into our road trip?
Oh my god.
We can certainly try. We're going to Calgary. If they don't have one there, we'll find one.
We'll find a mechanical bull. And
I've never ridden a mechanical
neither
bull.
Neither have I.
But I feel like I have, but I may have been too drunk to remember.
That's a great
noted
sign.
This is how we get Kirsten on a mechanical bull. It will be
tequila. Yes,
recorded.
Waverly has bangs.
Yeah, and there's a scene where she's being dragged, and the
blood.
Snow
doesn't look pleasant.
Well, it's confusing because the snow is already like, it's quite bloody, but it's not clear if like she's just being dragged and it was already bloody, or if it's her blood and she's screaming, and
there's multiple people being dragged off.
Yeah.
We see a tiny shot of Mama Earp.
couple of them. Actually, because in one of them she's tied up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't know her well enough to be able to recognize her from shot
to
shot.
To be honest, I'm like, there's a lot of similarities, and I feel like Waverly could be Mama Earp's daughter. They look sort of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else did we see? We saw
Jan Arden.
Well, yeah, we saw Jan Arden,
who is I don't know. Do Americans know who Jan Arden is?
Yes. Okay. Americans know one Jan Arden song.
Okay. But they don't know what they don't know about Jan Arden. She's hilarious.
She's so much fun.
She is so funny. So outside of her singing persona, she's very funny. And she did commentary for the Royal Weddings recently.
Oh,
which
wow.
was probably the best commentary was from her.
Yeah, if you are hearing the name Jan Arden and you don't recognize it, just Google her, go to YouTube. You'll probably find the one song that was a really overplayed hit in the United States, as I assume it was here.
Yeah, but she had like...
Insensitive, is that the name of it?
Yeah, that would be one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that would be
That's the one.
Okay, so
the only one in the States,
she did
but
lots
there are
of
many
other
good
ones. Stuff as well.
Mm,
I mean, she is an Albertan.
Is she really?
Yeah, she lives outside of Calgary.
Very cool.
Stalker much? Yeah.
We're going to go to Jan Arden's house.
I know. I don't know where it is, but maybe we can figure it out.
We are not going to stalk Jan Arden on our Calgary road trip. I am putting my foot down.
Aww.
No
we
stalking.
Pick up like a stars map and like check out all the homes.
The homes of all the Calgary stars.
It's probably just
a bunch of hockey players.
I can't think of it.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to go visit the Flames.
Nope. Uh-uh.
Or Flames free zone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I'm excited about this season. It looks like there's going to be so much fun stuff happening.
Yeah, and a couple scary things as per usual.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And probably we'll think there's no gore and then it's super gross.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also feel like there's a guy who's very pale. He kind of looks Voldemort-y. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a hat and I'm wondering if that's Demon Clutie.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Since he was a sheriff in his former life. Mm-hmm.
You're so smart sometimes.
Be. Yeah. And is that him that like blows dust at
yeah,
the camera?
Yeah, the pollen. Mm-hmm. It looks very uncomfortable.
Yep.
How sneeze. Rude.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
makes
not
my
cool.
eyes itch.
Oh, I also wanted to point out the longer trailer, like the minute and a half trailer. It starts with different music. Kirsten said it was very Harry Potter.
It was.
Mm-hmm. It felt more spooky and sort of gothic and ethereal until I realized that then it's sort of like just it's the closing credits music yeah. from the show, but starting earlier and I don't know, just it felt more epic for some reason.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it was very sweeping and like ooh. And then as soon as you mentioned it, I recognized the music immediately after you mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah. And it starts with this vista of part of Alberta, and it's just
yes.
like, oh,
there's Alberta
home.
And then it did quickly give us a little shot of Bobo in the well.
Yep.
Oh, looking, yeah. Looking up. A little rough.
And there's light coming down at him from above. So clearly somebody has... Oh,
is Bobo
somebody
back?
I don't know. I don't want to promise anything.
I know. That could be like from, you know, season 12. Or not season 12, episode 12.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Or it could be episode 1 and then we never see him again.
Yeah.
Just don't know.
Oh, and Annette will just cry.
I'll just be sad. Mm-hmm. Walking around with my fur coat.
Yeah. Tear-stained fur coat.
Oh, yes.
You're going to wreck that fur coat
Mickey.
With your tears.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm excited. As we record this, it's still way too far away. We're recording on July 6th, so...
It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got some time. However, this is going to drop like right before, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
or maybe we'll just drop it any old time.
Maybe we'll surprise everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun.
And it will also be the first time we're all watching everything fresh together.
I was,
so that'll be fun.
I was saying the other day, I'm going to kind of miss you guys knowing things that I don't.
We can't have any more of those mm-hmms. In.
Right?
Yep.
It'll be a little different.
Because, mm-hmm. yeah, just in case we do drop this out of order, we have watched all of season 2 now. So
Yes. That's right. We're all caught up. I am all caught up.
Yep. So pretty exciting.
It'll be fun.
I can't wait.
And it's also the first time that Erica and I are watching sort of
together
on a timely basis, though, mm-hmm. with all the Earpers.
Yep.
So we've been catching up the last 2 seasons after the seasons drop. So we can actually participate more in
fandom.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
With our fellow Earpers who are just amazing, awesome people.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet you all.
All right. Well... think that's it. Until next time.
Which won't be until July 20.
Yeah. Oh, for us.
For us. Some people get it earlier. Man.
What? Yeah. Need to get on that train next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's being released earlier in the U.S.
In the United States.
On Sci-Fi.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. 4 days earlier. We have to wait.
But Canada.
I know.
Right?
Oh, it's not boy. Fair. Okay, we need to go write a letter about that.
Strongly worded letters.
Really short, concise tweets.
Yes. We should write them on the backs of like Alberta postcards.
Yes.
We'll mail them.
Just, you know, with the Calgary skyline and like the shots of the Rockies and Banff and stuff.
Yeah, okay. We'll pick some up when we're there.
Yep.
Perfect. Doing it.
All right. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.